Couple Next Door, Monday, July 21, script number 146. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast is all ready. Oh, you're wearing your new suit. You look so handsome.
Ah, thank you. You like it?
Oh, yes. You look marvelous. Yeah. Turn around.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think?
Oh, nice. You fit perfectly.
Shoulders are good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You look so handsome. Why, the girls in your office won't get any work done today.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you think of me as an old married man.
Bet. You better tuck the napkin in your collar. We're having grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. Miss Betsy.
Oh, she's eating. She's already down to candles.
How do you feel, honey?
Just fine. Just fine. Don't look so worried.
This baby's a whole week late. Didn't seem to make you nervous, but it sure keeps me on needles and pins.
It has to arrive sometime, so you might just as well relax.
You know, it is just incredible to me, the way you're just so casual about it. Women are so funny.
Well, dear, I'd look pretty silly just sitting on the hospital steps for a week or two. Now stop worrying.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Isn't it darn grateful? What did I do? Want to get you right in the eye?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Better me than you with you all dressed up. Oh, you look so nice. You owe your volley.
Huh?
You owe your volley.
What's that?
Oh, you. Have you forgotten?
What?
Oh, dear, I really don't think men are as romantic or sensitive as women. It's what we used to say before we were married, when we were with people and didn't want them to know what we were saying.
I love you. Spell backwards.
Yeah.
Yes, sure. You owe your volley. I'm sorry. It's been so long since we said it.
I know.
Well, you owe your volley, too. How's that?
Yeah, give me a kiss, if you got one.
Oh, I've got one.
Well, what are you going to do today?
Play bridge. This afternoon. Out at Barbara Smith. Ann Lundell's picking me up.
You're going way out in the country?
4 miles, dear. Now stop worrying. If the baby starts to arrive, I promise you will be the first to know.
You know, the surest way to learn about events in Great Britain is to ask someone who's right there on the scene. And two of the best-informed men in Britain today are CBS newsmen Charles Collingwood and Alexander Kentry. Their home base is London. From there, they follow every important news lead to get the facts. Charles Collingwood and Alexander Kendrick are just two of the many top-flight CBS newsmen stationed abroad. And like their colleagues in Rome, Moscow, Paris, and Tokyo, they stand ready at all times to tell you what they've seen happening with their own eyes. Their reports come to you regularly on CBS Radio, as most of these same stations present the World News Roundup and the World Tonight. To keep in direct contact with events in London and every other major news center, hear the World News Roundup every morning and the World Tonight each night.
Not very good.
No, I don't think so at all.
Two hearts. And I said I happened to know that it was her second marriage.
What are you bidding, Anne?
You mean she was married before?
Yes, when she was 16. And I happened to know that her parents had it annulled. 3 diamonds. Oh, it was all very hush-hush.
I never heard that before, Spade. What I heard
was... Who are you talking about?
The Lundquist girl.
I didn't know she was married at all.
Oh, yes, of course. She married that Palmer boy.
Oh, well, she did all right. Well, but I understand the Palmers are just sick about it.
Oh, now where's Grace? Grace! Grace, come on. We're waiting for you to bid.
She went to get a drink of water, Barbara. Anyhow, I don't think we're going to play this hand.
Why?
Well, I really hate to interrupt our bridge game, but I have a faint feeling that maybe I ought to get in town to the hospital.
Oh, dear. Really?
Well, I think so.
Oh, you would.
Why?
Honestly, baby's such the worst time to arrive. Look at my hand. 8 spades with 150 on it.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't think you'd have made it anyhow, Barbara, because Anne would have led. She has 4 good diamond tricks right off the bat.
Yes, okay, but if I hadn't led diamonds...
I wouldn't. I'd have led my singleton club. Let's play it, just for the fun of it. Let's play it.
Oh, you think we have time?
Oh, sure. Oh, those might be the famous last words.
Oh, come on, let's take a chance. Your lead, Anne.
Look, and get that letter out right away, Miss Winters. Don't forget. Hello? Yes, speaking. Barbara? Yes. At the hospital? When? Has she had it? Oh. Oh. Yes, all right. I'll get out there right away. How is she, Bob? Yeah. Well, I mean, how much longer does the doctor think it'll take? Uh-huh. No. I suppose not. Yeah, sure. What? I will. I'll come over right away. Thank you.
Oh, golly. Hi there, pal.
Oh, Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, your secretary said you weren't too busy, so I thought I'd barge in. So you feel like knocking off early, we'll get out to the golf course, huh?
Oh, no. I can't today,
hey,
Charlie.
Hey,
I'm
what's
sorry.
The matter? My gosh, pal, you don't look well. Yeah, sit down. Got a pain somewhere?
Huh? No. I mean, they just called me, Charlie. I got to get over the golf course. I mean, over the hospital. I mean, my baby's about to arrive.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, now, take it easy. Want me to go with you?
Well, no. It really isn't necessary, Charlie. I'll be all right. Yes.
Well, look at you. Your hands are shaking like a couple of flags in the wind.
No.
I don't think you ought to drive.
Oh, well... Well, admit, it sort of throws me.
Come on. Give me your car keys.
Car keys, yes. Oh, my gosh, where are the...
Take it easy. You must have them. Look in your pants pocket.
No, I just did, Charlie.
All right, look in your coat pocket.
They're not there.
All right, here, let me look.
No, they're not here. I always put them right in this pocket. They're not there. No.
What are those keys on the desk?
Those are the car keys. Oh, yes, there they are. I remember now. I threw them on the desk. Look, well, wait a minute. I better tell my secretary.
No, pal, take it easy. Just take it easy.
I know
what you're going through. I've had 3 of them. The best thing to do is relax and not worry.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate you coming along. I really do.
That's okay. By golly, you don't want to go through this thing alone.
No.
No, I've always said the time a man needs a friend is when he's having a baby.
Charlie, couldn't you drive a little bit faster?
No. We'll make it. I'm going as fast as I can. Probably get a ticket as it is, huh? Never realized it was so far to the hospital, huh?
No.
How do you feel?
I'm okay, I guess.
You won't believe it, but I fainted 3 times with our first...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Had more trouble with me than they did with Meg. Have much trouble with your first...
Oh, no. We came through that pretty well. 19 hours.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that's about average for a first one. I think our first was 21 hours.
Oh?
Yeah, second was 12.
Oh.
Yeah, our third one was 20 hours. Yeah. Had a few complications.
Oh, did you, Charlie? I'm sorry.
Oh, we got through it all right.
Yeah, look out for that car, Charlie.
I see him. Well, take it easy. Yeah. You really got to hand it to our better halves.
To our what?
The girls.
What girls?
Our wives.
Oh, yes. What about them?
Well, I mean, they have kind of a tough time.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Did you see that movie, Farewell to Arms, Charlie? You know, it gives you some idea of what women go through at a time like this.
Some idea?
Yeah.
Boy, that went on forever. Oh, I don't think they're all like that.
Oh, no, of course not. But even so, it's tough.
Mm.
Gee, I hope they let me see her at least, you know, for a minute maybe, that poor kid lying there. Feeling so alone?
Now, take it easy. We're nearly there.
This is the room 319. All right, come on, Charlie.
Funny, they said we could both go in.
Yeah.
Just your eye ought to?
Well, they said it was all right. So come on, just say hello, you know, and cheer her up.
Yeah.
But I met a baby.
spade, Barbara.
Oh, no, I'm trumping it.
Are you trumping my ace of spades?
Oh, hello, dear.
Hi. For Pete's sake, what are you doing?
Playing bridge. The doctor said they might as well stay and keep me company. Hello, Charlie. Oh, dear, I'm going down 2 tricks.
Playing bridge?
You may want to take turns, sit in on a couple of hands.
Are you crazy? I couldn't play bridge at a time like this.
Darling, there's nothing to do but wait anyhow. Barbara said you didn't have to rush over, honey. But if you are going to wait, dear, you better go into the waiting room. You'll just make me nervous. I can tell.
I make you nervous.
And I think you'd better stay with him, Charlie. He looks like he needs moral support.
The waiting room's just around the corner, dear. I'll be here if you need me. Now, the rest are mine, I know. This spade is good, and my 3 hot tricks, I know.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What do you do with your daytimes? Well, if you're one of these all work and no play Janes or Johns, we have a brace of work softeners on tap each weekday in the Howard Miller Show and Art Linkletter's House Party. You know, Howard Miller's one of the breeziest personalities the Windy City ever produced. Happens to be one of the nation's top experts in the popular music field, too. He often talks to other experts and to your favorite stars. And that makes each Howard Miller show something to smile about. It's a real pleasure to hear. And as for Art Linkletter's House Party, well, you never know what'll happen next when Art and his gang blend their surefire ingredients, Hollywood stars, studio guests, and plenty of lively games for them to play. So you stay with CBS Radio every Monday through Friday for Art Linkletter's House Party and the Howard Miller Show. They're both heard on most of these same stations.
I don't understand it. I really don't. How she can sit in there and play bridge at a time like this, it's fantastic.
Well, I tell you, pal, things don't bother women the way they do men. Yeah, women just aren't as sensitive, you know?
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, men feel things more deeply than women do.
Yeah.
They don't have the emotional depth that we do.
Yeah, no, maybe not. Now, look, Charlie, you don't want to hang around this waiting room all night.
I'm with you, pal. Now, don't you worry about me. I can't leave you alone now.
Well, I'll admit it's good to have somebody around to talk to.
You know, you'd think your wife would want you in there talking to her instead of a bunch of women playing bridge. You know, same thing with Madge.
Yeah?
Yeah, every time she got to the hospital, she'd start a crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
A crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Here I am, wanting to sit by her, you know, to hold her hand and to talk to her about things, you know.
Yeah.
And she's saying to me, what's the capital of Nebraska? 5 letters.
Yeah. 7 letters, isn't it? I mean, Lincoln, Nebraska?
Oh, I don't know. The point is that... Oh, hi, Barbara.
Oh, Rod, what's happening? How is she?
Well, we're leaving, because the doctor's with her now, and...
Oh.
Oh, she sent you a message, which makes no sense to me, but here it is.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. You owe your Yvola.
Oh, yeah?
You mean anything to you?
Oh, yes, it does. Thank you, Barbara.
Well, she also sent you a deck of cards.
Huh?
Take them. Well, you may have a long wait, and she said you'd be glad to have them.
Oh.
Now, goodbye. Call me when you know, and good luck. Hope it's a boy.
What's the Yvoli business?
Oh, well, that's kind of silly. Something we used to say when we were with people and didn't want them to know. I mean, it's I love you, spelled backwards.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, imagine I used to do that. You know, when I'd say, it looks like rain tomorrow, that meant I love you.
Oh, yeah? Well, then you know. Yeah, well, come on, let's have a little gin rummy.
Yeah. I'm glad we got the cards, huh? Yeah, keep our mind off things. Yeah.
You know what? I think maybe women know what they're doing after all. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, deal out the cards, pal. Nothing to do now but wait.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Julie Lawrence, Augusta Dabney, and Don Briggs. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. Listen tomorrow, same time, to The Couple Next Door.